Namaste. So this is a meditation especially thought for you to slow down, for you to bring your nervous system to a calmer pace. And I recommend you do this sitting down. Don't worry about sitting like as a yogi or in a lotus position, but sit either in a comfortable sitting position on a cushion or something, or on a chair. And if you're sitting on a chair, just make both soles of the feet nicely connected to the floor. And just find an upright spine. You can pull a buttock flesh back a little bit. And then you're not leaning back into either the chair or the wall, but imagine you have some support right there behind your back. And as you take a nice inhale, lengthen up to the top of the head. And as you exhale, let yourself lean back a little bit here, especially around the back of the head and the middle of the back. So just not leaning further back than your hips, but just releasing a little bit toward the back. And if you haven't already, let your eyes close. That's okay. Otherwise, just relax your gaze. Sometimes, when the pace is very active, if our nervous system is quite stimulated, it might be hard to close our eyes. But that's okay. Just see whether you can relax your gaze. And gently let your attention go towards your sit bones. Deepen your inhale as if you could breathe in or from your sit bone. Let's say the left one first. Your whole buttock breathing in, and as you exhale, you gently let your left buttock, left sit bone, reach more into what you're sitting on. Just try that again. Inhale from the left buttock, up towards your belly, up towards your chest, and as you exhale, you lean into the left buttock a little more. One more time. And exhale. Inhale into your right buttock, as if you're pulling in from the right buttock, right sit bone, all the way to the belly. And as you exhale, you gently, not really push, but let yourself lean or land a little more onto your right sit bone area, right buttock. Okay, so a few times, a few breaths like that. Right sit bone, breathing in, exhale, and landing, sitting. And one more breath like that. And hopefully you can notice both your buttocks, how your thighs, your buttocks, your hips are sitting, making yourself a little more available to gravity that's holding your hips and pelvis where you are sitting. Making yourself a little more available to gravity through your hips and the beginning of your thighs. And naturally, let your breath deepen. And I say naturally just to respect the rhythm. Some of us, we might be trained and, are used to breathing deeply, and that's easy. But if you're not, and that's also okay. So we're not going to push the breath, but simply noticing that it's here. Maybe it's just a very slight touch of air through your nostrils or through your mouth. It's also okay to breathe through the mouth. Maybe you feel more like a movement in your torso, in your belly, in your chest. And rather than thinking that you need to change anything, let yourself observe as if you were literally being breathed. Something is breathing you, is moving through you. Begin to softly open to the possibility of breathing fuller. See whether you can again make yourself available to your breath, breathing more fully into your pelvis, your belly, your chest, even your throat and your head. And again, don't try it too hard. Don't worry if it doesn't make sense. Just be open to the idea that the breath eventually will touch you everywhere. And then place one hand onto the middle of your belly. So if you look at your navel, go like a good hand above that, distance from that, a bit above that. And then let your hands rest here. It's not really your plexus, I mean, it's a little bit lower than your plexus, where you can maybe feel the two front ribs, lower ribs. And just let your hand here toward the center, closely to the little gap between the two lower ribs. Let your hands rest here. Naturally, you might notice that the breath is somewhere. Maybe it's moving your hand. At least it's here under your hand somewhere. That's your breathing muscle, your main breathing muscle, the diaphragm. So as you inhale, notice how the hand possibly is moving a little bit. And as you exhale, it's moving also closer to your center. And start by actually sensing your hand, the hand that's on your torso, on the middle of the belly or upper belly. Just begin to notice the sensations in your fingers, sensations in the palm of your hand. And allow your hand to become softer, as if you were touching like a silky, piece of clothing or the grass or flower or very sweet animal. Like this, like very tenderness of like opening your senses in your hand, especially the part of the hand touching the body. And just being open to the idea of, with your awareness in your hand, increasing the sensations. That's what happens when we focus on a place in our bodies. The awareness actually keeps increasing. And still noticing how the hand is still moved by your breath, softening your hand onto where it is. Now let your awareness drop a bit more inside the belly. Literally, you're going to go for the diaphragm. So if you're not sure again how it is, diaphragm is the muscles that's located under your lungs, basically pulling gently down as you inhale to expand the lungs and gently up as a little parachute or dome. It's pulling up on the exhale to expel the air out again. Just have be a visual or a deep somatic experience of the diaphragm in the middle of your torso. And as you could soften your hand before, try to soften the diaphragm or allow the diaphragm to soften. Don't try it, actually, just allow it. Notice maybe a deeper exhale comes in, that's a nervous system relaxing. If it's not, it's probably because you're trying too hard, so let yourself just rest here with your hand. And noticing how the diaphragm is here. And if that feels correct, start to increase a little bit the movement of the diaphragm by deepening your breath. So if you take a little bit of a longer inhale all the way into your hand, you're going to notice the diaphragm expanding down, expanding at least, and then contracting on the exhale. Now we're going to try to deepen or lengthen the exhalation. So let your exhalation become slightly longer. One option here would be to count, either, for instance, three on the inhale and six on the exhale, or four on the inhale, six on the exhale. That might feel much for you at this moment, if you, especially if you stepped in here with high stress, from a high stress situation or state. So drop the counting if that's not working. Just have the intention of letting the exhale be longer, and if that feels appropriate and not forceful, count 4 and 8 or 4 and 6, 3 and 6, what works for you. Have the intention to lengthen the exhalation. And notice that it does require quite a lot of presence and focus, because often what happens is that we actually shorten the exhalation. And then we kind of block the possibility of getting more intake of air. So again, you don't have to exhale through the mouth. You can simply stay with your nose. You can try a little bit the mouth, the nose, and see what happens. You can stay with that or gently breathe normally again. Keep your hand here. And you can start to open your eyes. Looking around, still aware of your breath, still aware of your hand,
And maybe aware of the slower pace within, the slower pace you allowed. Not went for necessarily, but more that you allow to return to a pace that's more natural, more balanced, more closer to what's really you. Namaste.